From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge fire in Dubai. The city police chief says everyone has been evacuated from the 63-story hotel known as The Address. VOA correspondent Margaret Rashear was having dinner when the blaze started.
We were sitting on the terrace waiting for the fireworks show, and at about 9:30 local time, the fire started, and it spread very rapidly. At first, we just looked up from our table and said, oh my goodness, there's a fire, and then all of a sudden, the whole building was engulfed. It was really quite shocking to see.
Initial reports said at least 14 people were injured. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program. The order comes in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program. The sanctions threat came after missile tests by Iran that the U.S. says violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. The Wall Street Journal, which first reported the U.S. plan to impose sanctions, said they will likely be formally announced this week. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza says he will consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation, an attack requiring a counterstrike. Mr. Nkurunziza addressed the nation Wednesday. He is facing increasing opposition from the AU and the international community over his request to extend his tenure as president. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. According to media reports, Mr. al-Abadi spoke in a phone call with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday. Mr. al-Abadi questioned why Turkey would send its military trainers deep inside Iraqi borders while Islamic State fighters are present at Turkey's border with Syria. This is VOA News. Security is tight at New Year celebrations in cities around the world as authorities confront threatened possible terrorist strikes. Police in Munich, Germany, ordered the closure of two train stations due to the imminent threat of a terrorist attack. Meanwhile, in Sydney, one of the first places marking the dawn of 2016, Australians enjoyed one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. In Russia, authorities decided to shut down Moscow's Red Square, a popular spot to ring in the new year. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Paris has also canceled its fireworks show and cut back on plans for the evening. In Jakarta, Indonesia, police uncovered plans for an attack on the city. And in New York City, thousands of police officers are prepared for the traditional New Year's celebrations in Times Square. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was one of the deadliest years on record, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than 3,700 people are believed to have died, making the trip 500 more than in the previous year. Thailand's military government has stifled public dissent since it seized power last year, and the country's universities say it has had an impact on campus. Ron Corbin reports.
New York-based Human Rights Watch says since Thailand's armed forces took power in May 2014, more than 750 people have been summoned to report to the military for reconciliation talks. High-profile politicians, activists and journalists have faced accusations of criticizing or opposing military rule. Professors at the country's most elite universities have not been spared. Local activist network, the Internet Dialogue on Law Reform, says of the 750 detained, at least 65 were lecturers and university professors called in for what has been referred to as attitude adjustment sessions. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
China announced Thursday it has begun building its second aircraft carrier in the latest sign the nation's rapid modernization of its naval forces is continuing. The defense ministry says the carrier is being built in the port city of Dalian. China's only other carrier was purchased from Ukraine in 1998. The Republic of Congo has announced it will hold its presidential election in March. That decision follows the recent approval of a new constitution that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for another term. Congo's Minister of Communications says a new National Electoral Committee has been created. The election date has been set for March 20, 2016. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.